This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And rolling in on hour number two. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality and the fact you cannot break these with a sledgehammer. The fact that they're so modular, there's no way you cannot hook them up to something. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Just got out of a text chat with Scott Blick of Ammunition Depot. They have the full 50 million rounds on hand. If you are of a mind thinking you better buy ammo now, ammunitiondepot.com. Now then, A lot of politicians, especially the politicians that work in Congress, senators, representatives, they like to think that the way you get things done is via compromise, which most of the time for us as gun owners, that means that we give away a little bit and get nothing in return. A lot of these Republicans have failed. The compromising ones, of course, have failed to support Donald Trump because they're more interested in getting along with their fellow Congress critters than they are in actually making a stand against something. Now, part of that was so that they would seem above the fray, that they would seem like they were the more enlightened of the politicians out there. Unfortunately, the Democrats have not fallen for that bait because, you know, Obama's out there attacking them right now. He's attacking them who do not support Donald Trump because he's saying they're turncoats. He's saying the party doesn't even can't even stand together. And he's attacking them as viciously as he attacks Trump and those who are supporting Trump. Coming from the New York Times yesterday, President Obama on Sunday savaged Representative Joe Heck, Republican of Nevada, for failing to reject Donald J. Trump earlier in the presidential race. Seeking to tarnish Mr. Heck and other Republican candidates across the country by association with a standard bearer, he called indecent and unfit for the presidency. See, the Republicans thought when they abandoned Trump, they would get praise from the Democrats. But that's not working out. They didn't get the weak opposition they thought they would get in their elections. Nobody, especially Obama, has any respect for those who abandon their party's nominee during an election. And the Democrats fight to win. Unlike Republicans, no Democrat has abandoned Hillary or criticized her because of her email gate scandal or Benghazi or pay to play or anything else. They're solidly behind Hillary to win. They're going to attack any Republican regardless of whether he endorses or doesn't approve of Trump. They probably look at the ones that want to try to get along with them as weak. So those who are attacking Trump or refusing to endorse Trump are not getting any dispensation from Democrats, especially Obama on the campaign. Obama and Michelle are spending more time campaigning for Hillary than is Hillary. Hillary, we won't see her again until after the election. or if she wins, to get up there to, you know, well, she'll have to wait, I guess, for Trump to concede, and then maybe she'll make her victory speech. We'll see. But while she's resting, she's allowing Obama and Michelle to act as her attack dogs, a role typically for the VP nominee, but Tim Kaine, nobody takes him serious. Obama's campaigning furiously because he wants to protect his legacy by helping Hillary win because he knows Trump will get rid of Obamacare. He will secure the border. He will end federal money to sanctuary cities. He will cancel the Iran appeasement deal. He'll reduce tax rates and renegotiate trade deals. Those are the 100%, 180% repudiation of the Obama legacy. He might also fear a Trump victory that would lead to an independent prosecutor to investigate the Hillary Emailgate scandal because he, Obama, knew that Hillary was using a non-secure private email system and his State Department asked the FBI to reclassify a confidential email. He's denied that he knew that Hillary was using a private non-secure system and said he learned about it when the media reported it March 15, 2015. The Podesta emails show that Obama knew before it was reported by the media. The polls would be much closer if all Republicans, such as Kasich and Romney and Toon and Ryan and McCain and the Bush clan and Flake and Toomey and Fiorina and others, united behind the nominee chosen by the primary voters. These Republicans have done a disservice to all of us that voted in the primaries. And Trump by refusing to help Trump. The refusal to help Trump is also a repudiation of the wishes of the primary voters. Obama, speaking for Democrats, mocks and attacks these Republicans because they did not repudiate Trump quickly and early enough to satisfy Obama. Obama wants the total surrender from these Republicans. So, any of them that were out there thinking, well, you know, they'll look at us and say, well, we can work with these guys, can't we? We could have that bipartisanship. When did that happen when the Democrats had it all? When did that happen? Where was the bipartisanship then? Wasn't it Obama who got up and, you know, while they're trying to have a bipartisan discussion, didn't he look at the Republican side and say, we won? There can be, we don't need bipartisanship. So, don't need it. Don't need it. Shouldn't have it. The other part of this is quite interesting because these guys are all, it's interesting that Obama's out there campaigning so furiously. Why is he out there campaigning so furiously and attacking all of these Republicans if Hillary has this in the bag? See, there's two kinds of polls. There's the polls that we hear about in the media, which should be 100% suspect. And then there's the internal polling that goes on. Trump is doing all kinds of events, and they're getting sold out. Hillary's not doing events. She's not going to do an event till the 30th. Hillary's not doing events. She's talking about transition teams and all this other stuff as if she has already won. That's not necessarily the case. That is not necessarily the case. There's still the voting to go on. And that's going to be interesting because all the unions are not going to vote for Hillary because if she's a continuation of Obama. Obama has taken a lot of jobs from the unions. All of black America is not going to vote for Hillary because race relations have been set back by Obama. So, that's what's looming on the horizon there. Time will tell. We will see. Everybody just simply needs to go out and vote. That's all we can do. That's our first punch in the fight, and we need to throw it. And make it a haymaker while you're at it. Throw that punch. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food storage I love to eat. Yum!
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and the class in the industry of a warranty, the likes of which, if you test it, well, they'll reward you and honor the warranty. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. I've been in a chat with Scott Blick of Ammunition Depot, and what he is telling me is that prices are already beginning to rise, but he's telling me that's primarily due to demand versus supply. And he's telling me that the suppliers are running at 100% capacity. So, as of this moment, while there is still at Ammunition Depot, they have their 50 million rounds on hand. Prices are rising because people are buying more because they think they won't be able to buy any in November after, you know, after January or something. So, that's what's going on. Currently in the world of ammo. Now then, months before Trump became the GOP nominee, there was an interview at Fox News with a college professor predicting with near certainty that if Trump were the candidate, that he would win an election with Hillary Clinton. And, you know, a lot of people are going, yeah, why are you even thinking about that? Because everybody thought it was going to be Bush. It was far from clear that Trump would be the nominee. So here's someone skipping over that critical fact and boldly predicting that Trump would beat Hillary Clinton in November in a face-to-face. And, you know, Bernie Sanders. And one thing everybody seems to have forgotten. If Clinton is so unbeatable, how did Bernie Sanders just jerk her all over the map? He gave Clinton quite a scare during the primary season before departing from the scene with his 30 pieces of silver, bitterly disappointing ardent supporters likely to stay home next month. They're not going to vote for Hillary now. He should be happy with his third home, but his supporters aren't going to vote for Hillary. That professor's prediction was out there for a while. So, is he still predicting Trump will win? Is he willing to bet money on it? Well, the answer to that is yes and yes. Maybe Clinton campaign representatives will shortly reach out to the professor for a conversation. This is Helmut Norpoth, who has tenure and teaches political science at Stony Brook University in Long Island, New York. His course load, according to the website, is American Election Campaigns, Voters and Elections, Foreign Policy, and at the graduate level, Electoral Behavior, and he holds a PhD from the University of Michigan. Academic credentials established. The next question was, you know, how did he figure out the data to make this prediction? Here are the key points. He predicts that Trump is going to beat Clinton by 52.5% to 47.5% of the two-party vote. This is based on presidential primary results and swings in the election cycle. Now, the presidential primary results is another thing that nobody looks at. Trump had larger primary turnout than Clinton did. Nobody likes her. Nobody likes her. The Democrats don't like her. They're going to vote for her, but they don't like her. Now, the model he's using has correctly predicted the winner of the popular vote in all five presidential elections since it was introduced in 1996. And it predicts that the candidate with the stronger primary performance wins against the candidate with weaker primary performance. For elections from 1912 to 2012, the model correctly identified the winner every time except in 1960. Trump significantly outperformed Clinton during the primaries. He won the Republican primaries in both New Hampshire and South Carolina, while Hillary and Bernie Sanders split the Democratic primaries in those two states. And that's very telling. That's very telling. Based on that performance, this predicts that Clinton would, you know, at that time he was looking at this, Clinton would have beaten Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz. John Stossel said the smart money was on Rubio against Trump. So is the smart money now on Clinton against Trump? And the 1960 exception does not falsify the model. Because there's a lot of people who think that Kennedy stole the 1960 election, aided in large measure by a powerful Democratic Party machine in Texas and Illinois. So Trump was right to warn against a rigged election in November and to assert that he will not stand for Democratic Party skullduggery at the polls. All of the talking heads who ganged up on Trump for making that point during the third debate need to calm down and imagine a Nixon win in 1960. And you know what? If there had been a Nixon win in 1960, you know, there's a couple of things. Like, there might not have been a Cuban Missile Crisis because Nixon was, you know, he was Eisenhower's vice president. He worked for a war man, for a warrior. He knew what to expect. Castro thought Kennedy was a rich playboy, and he was soft, and he decided to test him to see what he could get away with, which is a tried-and-true Soviet tactic. And that nearly got us all blown to bits, and Castro still owns Cuba today. The world thinks the Obama presidency is a huge joke. A corrupt, pay-for-play Clinton presidency will engender even louder laughter around the globe, especially in Tehran. And to mollify the mullah, she's likely to give the Iranians what they most desire, which would be the state of Israel. All of the American Jews that are going to vote for Clinton need to think very seriously about that. So, keep in mind that the Ayatollah Politburo answers to a different authority altogether. So, I look at this, and I don't really feel any real vindication of this. I still contend that Trump's going to beat her. We'll see. We're going to see. We are definitely going to see. And I'm going to vote for Trump. And if I lose, I'm not going to be a happy, gracious loser. Okay? Because that will mean that a bunch of people out there besides me thought that she was better. And I spent my entire youth defending you on other far shores in a miserable way of life. You fools. And you still fell under the spell, despite my best efforts. Me and people just like me. We defended you so you could make these kind of decisions. So, I will not be one of those happy ones that sits back and says, well, the people have spoken. Which people? The illegal people? The dead people? Which people? I will not be sitting back graciously. And neither should you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Education has to be boring.
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense. Completing your self-defense toolkit studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality and durability and modularity and lots of other things that end in I-T-Y. Check them out. Tacticalholsters.com. Coming again from the Arbalest Quarrel. Now, they have done one thing with me that I never fully considered things, and I've always sort of looked at this whole Illuminati banker thing with a jaundiced view. However, Stephen has convinced me that this is something that is real. So, coming from their desk once again, we get this little bit about Hillary Clinton. It's no surprise to many of you that I consider her, and many you consider her, to be a repugnant individual. Many support her, who support her, know this too about her, and yet they're going to vote for her anyway, because they want to seek to benefit personally from her position as president. And they share the same goals. You see, she seems to be the darling of the bankers, particularly the Rothschilds. The problem here is that she also has a sociopathic streak in her personality. And that's her nature. It's implied in her actions, in her words. in material that she would like to suppress, and in material she has suppressed or intentionally destroyed. She is also temperamental, vindictive, treacherous, duplicitous, and incapable of sympathy or empathy for others. She is subject to angry outbursts and diatribes. She is psychologically unstable and likely suffers from one or more neurological pathologies. You see, this is all to vindicate what Bill did to her when he was president. That's why she's going to be president. That's why she wants to be in the office. But she's much like a viper. Now, you don't hate a viper for being a viper. You have to understand that it is in the nature of a viper to cause harm. That is the essence of a viper's character. So how should we handle a viper? Well, the first thing we do is we don't put it in a position where it can do harm. We mind it very closely. We look for the possibility it may strike without notice. We contain it. We know its venom can kill. If we can forgive Clinton, it's because that she, like a viper, is an inherently flawed character, altogether beyond redemption. But that does not mean or extend to supporting her candidacy for. And what we cannot and absolutely must not forgive are those individuals who enable her. And the worst of the lot are individuals like Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan should know better. But they, too, are amoral individuals, proverbial opportunists, more concerned about their personal success, their accumulation of personal wealth, political survival, and personal well-being than for the well-being of the country that they have sworn to serve. Now, because politicians like Paul Ryan are not beyond redemption, they are worthy of our condemnation. See, Clinton is acting within her nature. She is being exactly who she is. Ryan, on the other hand, knows the difference. Ryan and people like him. And we should rightfully despise them when they fill the airwaves with their false piety. They are hypocrites. They earn holy our condemnation. On February 18, 2014, the Arbalest Quarrel, in an article posted on their site, stated that hypocrisy is the worst behavior. But they also stated that hypocrisy is sadly ubiquitous in politics. It need not be, it should not be, but it is. All of these enablers, especially the Republicans, we definitely need to remember them. We need to remember Bill Kristol. We need to remember Kevin Williamson, Jonah Goldberg. We need to remember Glenn Beck. We need to remember John Kasich, Jeff Flake, Rob Portman, Paul Ryan. We need to remember each and every one of these yahoos. Because they believe that the country is not in duress at this moment, which we elected them because we believed the country is in duress. They have gotten where they've gotten, and they believe they know better. Very simple thing. Really? And that's the worst part of it. That's the worst part of it. And they're going, you know, what they're doing is, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be so interesting if Trump wins. Because then if Trump wins, probably McConnell and I haven't heard enough about this. If the Democrats were really going to pound on Congress, I think we would have heard about that by now. And we're not. You know, they're talking about down ticket, but I don't hear a lot about it. So we'll see how that ends up. But if the House remains in the hands of the Republicans, okay, and if the Senate remains in the hands of the Republicans, and then if we have President Donald Trump, that's going to be an interesting time. Because Trump is going to lead from the front. He is not going to lead from behind. First thing he's going to want to do, he's going to want to repeal Obamacare. Do you know how tall of an order that is? When was the last time Congress repealed anything? Anything. This is why Obama's out there so hard, because Obama's looking at 8 years. He didn't really accomplish much. He's got a lot of regulations out there, and it is entirely too many. He's taken the role of government and overreached so far it's beyond belief. But legislatively, he didn't get much accomplished at all. He did not get much accomplished at all. For those 2 years that he had everything, he only got Obamacare. How's that possible? If that's not the definition of ineptness, I don't know what is. His thing about gun control, that was going to be off of Sandy Hook. He had control of the Senate. The Senate was going to pass universal background checks. That's what he put in front of them in 2013, and they failed. He failed to get what he wanted out of a Democrat-held Senate. As a matter of fact, there were more votes cast for national reciprocity than there was for universal background checks. So if you can't get your, you know, while he's out there beating on Republicans for not going along with his own party, what about those Democrats who voted against him? And there was a few Republicans that voted with him on that. But, I mean, the thing is he failed to move the chains on that one. And he thought he had the wind at his back. He thought he had the wind at his – even Fox was complicit in that because we had 24 hours a day. Do you remember the coverage? They were there for 2 weeks. Somber the whole time. Well, hello. Welcome to Fox News. Another day in Newtown, Connecticut, where once again the city tries to come to grips with the horrible tragedy that has beset it. For 2 weeks we heard that, and they still failed. So, put on your seatbelts. Put on your helmet. Grab something on both sides of you, and let's go. Let's go do this fight and be done with it. It won't be done, but, I mean, at least it'll be a start. I'm looking forward to it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, a warranty that nobody can beat, modularity that is unbelievable. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. G-Code. I want you to imagine that it's late at night, and for some reason, we're all at the movies. Me and, you and our spouses, we're walking through a heavy fog in the parking lot of the local theater. In the fog, of course, all we're getting is sort of a dull glow. And the quiet of night is further muffled by the thick air. And all we hear is the sound of our shoes on the ground. We've attended a very late movie. And as we walk through the night air, we become aware of the few cars still in the lot scattered here and there like huge rocks in a barren desert. And if everything is going right, you're walking around in condition yellow. Because you're going to the corner of the lot because you do, when I park somewhere, I'm like, I don't care if I have to walk. I won't have to dodge all these. So I park in the far corner. Now, as we move within 50 yards of the cars we came in, we begin to see shadows moving in the foggy darkness beyond our cars. Several of them. Now, due to the combination of late night, fog, and remoteness of where we are in this parking lot, I'm moving from condition yellow to condition orange. My focus is now quite sharp. I'm looking and peering out there. And I'm beginning to get ready as I assess this immediate area and the influx of a new sensory information is coming in. At 25 yards, we see that the shadow is now a group of people, five or six, standing on the far side of the cars we parked, about 25 feet past our vehicles. We need to do a quick 360-degree sweep just to make sure nobody's coming up on behind us or flanking us or anything and refocus our attention on the people. Still walking, this is when we should, I don't talk about this very much, but if we're walking around with somebody we're trying to protect, we need to be able to communicate them communicate with them, excuse me. And they need to understand what we're telling them when we're telling them the things that we're about to tell them. Like, if I tell my spouse, keep your eyes open and stay close to me, normally they're going to say, why? Because that's human nature. Nobody can simply get it. You know, one of the things I tried to impress upon people in basic training in my unit, they constantly yelled grenade. And that was, and the reason they did that was, so we would get from the first response of looking around going, where, to just hitting the ground. So when they ask why, you know, that's when you say, just do what I tell you to do. Okay, stay close and be alert. And, you know, they may ask why again. You can't be too distracted by that. You need to be continually, you go into this state of assessing and reassessing. You got to look at the possible threat, the distance, who they are, what they're doing. And while you're doing this, you're trying to whisper harshly to those that are around you to be quiet and stay close. And finally, here we are, 10 feet separating us. We've got our car between the threat and ourselves. We can hear some laughter, some normal chatter, no threatening posturing. And as you get into the car, you might see it's just a bunch of kids hanging out, right? You stay in condition orange despite all that. You get in the car, you start it up, and you motor away unscathed. At this point, probably your significant other is going to be quite the chatterbox of questions. Why, and why? And the drive home is where you do the step-by-step explanation of what was happening, the possible threat, your own high alert, and why you were asking them to just do what I ask without questions. This is where, you know, we can come up with certain things. We can come up, you know, if condition orange is a situation that does arise, you want two things to happen. One, you need to be able to focus completely on the possible threat. Two, to focus on the possible threat without confused peripheral input from anybody that's with you. So, you know, maybe some sort of a phrase that you could use between the two of you. Some form of communication to where they understand what you're doing, what they need to do, just for the next few immediate instants. Now, in the case of this individual, he decided to use, honey, we have to get home and let out the dog. They don't own a dog, so she would immediately know there was a problem. No confusion. That's something that you can say anywhere, and it needs to be something you can say anywhere. While you're at a store standing in an aisle or two over from where they are, without it sounding odd. Then once you come up with this phrase between you and your significant other, then you need to let them know what they need to do. Now, my only job, if I need to go home and let out the dog, is to make sure that she gets out safe. That's it. That's all. How am I going to accomplish this? That's when you give this, you know, after you've given that safe phrase that she should be quiet, open her eyes, get her head up, be aware of our surroundings, where we are, is there somewhere safe to go, and be ready to run. She needs to stay a half step back, go to the weak side. She needs to put her hand on your back or grab you by the belt and move when you move, where you move, and without questions. So, that's not a bad plan. I sort of like that plan. This is not my plan. We all know that you can't plan what you're going to do in a gunfight beyond the immediate reaction. A gunfight is a fluid and volatile situation, but you can make sure that your spouse is not caught off guard, or whoever it is, your children, whatever. It is helpful if the ones that are not armed are thinking along with you, right? So come up with something that's easy to remember. They've got to continue to think, and they've got to be calm. So there's four rules. Stay quiet, stay close, stay aware, do exactly what you're told, no questions asked. This is a condition yellow orange scenario. Safe phrase is meant to bring her up to condition orange immediately, and it is an attempt to keep them out of the fray before the fray has a chance to begin, which is the best of the gunfights. That's the best way to win a gunfight, is to not have it. Don't be in the gunfight. And then you need to have a backup plan, because inevitably, the first one's not going to work. So no battle plan ever survives 10 seconds past first contact with an enemy. And also think about cover and concealment as you're moving along. If you go to condition red and the fight has come, then the safe phrase is, you know, it's not going to protect you. The chaos of such situations is going to put pressure on your training and your ability to adjust and improvise and overcome. But up to that point, it can put you in the best position to get you and yours home safe before the shooting starts. And in the end, that's what we should all want. That's what we should all want. Train to be destructive. Train to be disruptive. Train to be deadly. Then avoid it at all costs. Take your level up to way beyond what you think is normal. And then come back to normal and work with that. Train to avoid, but also be capable of destroying. In the end, that's what we should all strive to do. That's what I strive to do. I don't know how close I am to it. I don't know how good I am at it. But it is something that, you know, I work on. Don't work on it enough? Hey, but I'm about to start, and I'm going to tell you, when we get back, I'm going to tell you what I've done to that end. We're going rolling up on hour number 3. But when we get back, we're going to talk about my shift. It doesn't mean that much. It just means that something is in the shop getting worked on. But it's interesting. Hour number 2 is coming up. This is Lock and Load.
The most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.